Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Well, before we get started, you know, you already know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting others' creativity. I'm telling you, I love a good poet. I love poems. It just does something to me. It's inspirational. It's affirming. It's confirming. It's calming. And I love just sharing other people's creativity. And I'm so honored to do so. Sometimes I butcher the names, but definitely always want to give credit where credit is due. Amen. And so I found this short poem by Kesa Fadik. And the title of the poem is called, I Am the Instrument. And so the poem says, I am God's instrument. While he plays his music, he is the composer, the conductor. My heart listens and surrenders to the sound of his masterpiece. Yes, thank you for that poem. I am the instrument. And I love it when she says, he is the ultimate composer, conductor, and masterpiece. That means what? I don't have to be in control. Somebody else can take the driver's seat. Amen. And I feel like it is just saying that we have to get on God's wavelength and allow him to use us. You know, typically at the beginning of the year, we're all really excited about setting new goals, New Year resolutions for the year. We get motivated and excited about anticipating what God is going to do in the year, especially in the month of January, right? In the month of January, you're gung-ho, right? Yes, you're motivated, you're excited, you're anticipating, you're declaring things for your life. I'm telling you, by February, March, April, May, June, it may not be that same motivation, but I'm telling you, I want you to keep your expectation high. Amen. And many of us also, we create vision boards. I know that was something, that was an episode that we talked about in the beginning of last year, creating a golden vision board. And I remember what we did is we broke it down into months to make it manageable, to create these SMART goals. And it is a very effective tool if that's something that you're doing this year. You're creating a vision board and you figure out a way to compartmentalize your goals, right? And break them down in a way that seem believable, realizable, and achievable instead of lofty goals. That's kind of what we do. That's what SMART goals really are. You know, you're trying to make sure that it's measurable, make sure it's attainable, make sure it's realistic, make sure it's time sensitive, right? We put all of these parameters in place, right? But I'm telling you, man oftentimes downplays the miracles and signs and wonders that our subconscious really can understand. And God wants us as a believer to raise our expectation. He wants us to step outside of the box, step outside of the norms, step outside of the ordinary, regular ways, step outside of the status quo, and go beyond the veil and boldly approach the throne and ask for some things that seem crazy, seem impossible, seem like, you know, it's too good to be true if you told somebody. And I'm pretty sure there are some things that you may be too afraid to ask for, too afraid to pray for, and even too afraid to believe for. But I truly believe in this season, the chapter of 2023, because remember, we've turned a page, right? We're on a new chapter. God wants us to believe more in the supernatural like never before. He wants us to use, he wants to use us like never before, but we have to take the limits off what we know. We got to take the limits off what we've learned. We got to take the limits off what we were taught in college and in school. You know, we got to let go of all of the things that we've experienced, because our experiences can boost our knowledge base as well. We got to, you know, what things regularly look like, the way that things normally happen, you know, the people who typically helped and blessed, you know, or got used in our lives, right? No, God is not using any of that in this season. He wants you to know that he can, right? Let me say that first. He wants you to know that he can, and he can unapologetically do exceedingly abundantly above everything you can ever ask or think. Amen. But I'm telling you, you gotta know that he can, and you gotta believe that he will. Amen. And so when you're trying to get to this space and this place of taking the limits off, there are two things that God gave me. And it's just so interesting. Excuse me. When I was thinking about this, two things that God needs us to do, and those two things involve an input and an output. And when God gave me those two today, actually this morning, I was just like, man, you really put this all together for me. So the first thing is the input. Well, what is the input? Well, the input is surrendering, you know, and surrendering requires you to let go of what you think, what you know, what you've experienced, right? And let your spirit fall into the Holy Spirit to become one with each other, so that his thoughts are your thoughts and you cannot see a separation between the two, because you're so entangled with one another that every decision you make is founded on truth. You know, the input is all about being used. You know, remember the title of this episode is called You Are the Instrument. And an instrument has to be used. An instrument has to be willing. And that, although we're talking about an inanimate object, right? But in the same regard, surrendering and being a vessel, God, you know, you have to be open. You have to be willing to be used, because God has destined you to do some great things. And so the input, it opens you up to God's truth to be used, which puts, you know, your heart in position of allowing the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to come into agreement. You can come into agreement into his will and not your own will. But I have to say, excuse me, I'm so sorry. It's not as easy at times, right? When we think of being used, oftentimes, you know, we think of being used and everything is great in the moment. Everything is good in the moment. Everything is perfect in the moment. You know, everything is in order, is in the right place, is in the right position. But that's not always the case, right? It's not easy when you see chaos around you, when all you see is confusion, when all you see are closed doors, when all you see is hatred in the world, when all you see is bitterness in the world, when all you see is crime, when all you see is failure, right? Your dominant nature, your flesh, doesn't want to give into that input to be used. It doesn't want to give into that input to be the vessel that God destined you to be. You know, being used is not just in the good and the happy times, but it's also in the times of conflict, excuse me, in the times of trauma, negativity, abuse, death, loss, financial setbacks, right? It is also during those times that God is trying to get that input on the right level. God is always trying to use you, even when it doesn't feel good. He's using your story for his glory. But the good news is that we have power and the dominion because he's already overcome the world for us, right? We have power and dominion over our bodies. We have power and dominion over our minds. But God wants us to be the instrument, the vessel, like never before. He wants to be the conductor of our orchestra. And when I was thinking about this and thinking about the instruments and things like that, it made me think about, you know, in an orchestra, right? There's so many instruments that are involved. And I'm not an expert. I don't know the first thing about it. So I started researching all of the different instruments that are used. So you have a first violin and a second. I don't know why they're two different ones. I just think of a violin. I used to play it in the fifth grade. I started in the fifth grade and ended in the fifth grade, right? Excuse me. But you have a first violin, a second violin. You have a harp, violas, however you say it, tomato, tomato, cellos, double basses, flutes, bassoons, again, however you pronounce it, clarinets, French horns, trombones, trumpets, tubas, right? You have all of these instruments. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm telling you, the enemy really does not want me to get this out. But I'm telling you, he is a liar. And I truly believe that this is the word that we all need, including myself. But all of these instruments are needed in a full orchestra, and they all have a purpose. They all have a purpose in their own way. There are different sounds that come from each instrument, and that has a significance and an importance that are needed well in the same regard. You being open to be that input for God to use you as an instrument for his kingdom, it's just as important. And if you think about it, at times, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Ooh, ooh, thank you, Jesus. At times, instruments need to be fine-tuned as well. Ooh, I say, when God gave me that, I say, yes, Daddy. Instruments need to be fine-tuned. And this is another process in the input that shapes the sound in a way for the purpose. And in the same regard, God is shaping you, fine-tuning you to release a sound. Ooh, God wants you to release a sound for his glory. Amen. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back digging more into helping us all to understand that you are the instrument.
Are you always looking for Christian music to listen to at home, work, or in your car? Check the new Lioness Queen Inspiration online radio station, a Christian radio station dedicated to encouraging and empowering people through inspirational music and messages to use their faith to release their past and walk in their purpose. For more information, visit www.iamthelionessqueen.com.
Welcome back. I'm telling you, this was getting good. The enemy has been attacking my voice right now, but I'm telling you, this is a good manna for all of us. Amen. And devil, you are not going to stop what God is doing, what God is orchestrating in our lives, because we are going to release a sound. Amen. And so when you make a decision to be open for that input to be used, when you release a sound in an orchestra, the one thing that you have to make sure you cannot do, you can't get distracted by what other people are doing in the orchestra. You can't be consumed with the other instruments and listening to the other instruments and paying attention to the other people playing the instrument. You cannot be consumed by trying to hear their sound, their gift, their music. How many more instruments are louder than you? How many more instruments have more parts in this song than you? How their sound is sharper and bolder? No. You have to focus on your instrument. your music, your gift. This is what God is saying to us in this season of 2023. He doesn't want us to be distracted or dismayed, because in due season, you will reap when you faint not. Amen. But he wants you to allow him to be your conductor. He wants you to allow him to be your composer of that masterpiece. Amen. And so God is taking all of us, you and me, into this foreign land, into this new chapter that we've never seen, we've never experienced before. This song is nothing you've ever played before, nothing you've ever heard before. No one has seen or heard this melody before, but God wants you to play that sound. No one has heard this music before. No one has even composed anything like this before. But guess what? You will be the first. And you will be the instrument that God uses. Say that to yourself. I will be the instrument that God uses. But guess what? You got to believe. And so what instrument do you want to be? What do you want to play? What do you want to sing? What do you want to compose? You know, surrendering is that one aspect of the instrument, and which is that, you know, it's that input, right? And being open, being the vessel. But in the same regard, the second component you need is an output. And an output you have to be willing to give as well. You have to be willing to give of yourself as well. And what is the output? The output is your determination. See, we can be open to be used by God and say, oh yeah, I'm willing. I'm going to accept the call. But faith without work is dead. You know, and in the same regard, it is the output that releases the sound. It is that determination you must have to believe that you can play in the symphony for his kingdom. You can play in the symphony with others, and you can provide support, and you can make others sound good, or you can play and have your own set by yourself on the center stage for his kingdom, ministering to the world. Determination is the output key, and that output key to release the sound unto God for his, for this new year, this new season, this new phase in your life. He wants you to be determined, but still at the same time. Determined and still. And when you think about that, it seems kind of difficult, but guess what? He's doing it. It's not you. He wants you to be determined that believing only is enough. He wants you to be determined and believe that your words have power and authority to eradicate sickness and disease from your own body, from your friend's body, from your family's body. Amen. He wants you to believe that his promises can still come to pass, although the promises, he gave you that promise a decade ago. He wants you to believe that your latter days shall be greater than your former. He wants you to believe that greater works you will be able to do. He wants you to believe that cancer can be gone from your body, from your parents' body, from your siblings' body. He wants you to believe that the relationship can be reconciled and healed. He wants you to believe that your next is just waiting for you to step into it like you own it. Step into it like you own it. You got to be determined to believe. Say that to yourself. I got to be determined to believe. He wants you to know that he has called you as his instrument for this specific time and for this specific season. And it's all about the input and the output. And I truly believe, when I was thinking about this episode, it made me think about the woman with the issue of blood. And she was unapologetically determined, right? She had a no matter what spirit, I'm going to get mine. Ooh, there was a power that she believed in. She was so determined because there was a power that woman believed in, that she believed in more than touching his physical body. She believed that the power could even flow into his clothes. And so this is where God wants you to be determined, no matter who sees me in the crowd, no matter who knows my illness, no matter if there's a stench flowing from my body, no matter if there are blood stains all over my clothes, no matter if I went to the doctor for so many years and they kept telling me there's no cure, no matter if I do not understand why my family won't speak to me, no matter if they never apologize to me, no matter if my ex-husband ran out on me and he never said he was sorry and he never thought about how I felt and what he did to me, no matter if I'm in a space and I do not know what God is doing in the now or how he's moving, no matter if I don't know where the money is coming from to start my business, no matter if it seems no doors are opening for me right now, no matter what I am, the instrument, no matter what, I am the instrument, no matter what, I am the instrument that God wants to use in this season. Say that to yourself, no matter what, I am the instrument God wants to use in this season. And all we have to do is surrender, which puts us in the right mental position to be the vessel and be determined and believe that no matter what, God's got me and he's got my situation. This is not the time to get scared. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to make excuses. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to be distracted. Woo, that one was for me. Oh, God. Oh, there's some things that are distracting me. This is not the time to be distracted. Because God has called you to be the instrument for his kingdom. It's not your mother. It's not your father. It's not your sister. It's not deaconess so-and-so. It's not reverend so-and-so. God has called you to be the instrument. And it is time to release a sound. Because you are the instrument he has called for such a time as this. See, you thought there were things you needed to know. You thought there were certain things that needed to happen first, needed to fall in line, needed to be paid off. Ooh, money, more money needed to come, right? More doors needed to open so that this, that, and the other. But all he wants you to do is release a sound. Play on his frequency. Play his sound. Play his tune. Because the world needs a sound of deliverance, a sound of hope, a sound of joy, and a sound of love. There is a sound. Where did the time go? I'm telling you, this was so delicious, even for myself. I really needed this message today. Which is one of the reasons why the enemy was attacking my voice. Because there's been some distractions that have come up in my life. And the enemy doesn't want me to be the instrument God has called me to be. Especially when things seem dark. When you don't feel your best. When you feel everything is thrown at you but the kitchen sink. But guess what? No matter. I'm going to have that spirit like the woman with the issue of blood, no matter how I'm feeling right now, no matter how I feel, I am going to be unapologetically determined to play for his kingdom. And devil, you should have stopped me last year in 2022, because I am ready to give it all I got. The question is, are you? It is time. It is time. You know, when you don't accept the call, when you do not, utilize that input and output, when you do not surrender and when you are not determined to get that output out to be the instrument, God can give that gift to someone else. And I don't want to pass up any gifts. I don't want to pass up any blessings. I don't want to pass up any assignments, because it is time. No fear, no hesitation, no excuses. It is time. Amen. This is the Lioness Queen, and I am declaring that you will see this, the manifestation in 2023. Say this to yourself. Repeat this after me. Oh God, I will release a sound for God's glory in season and out of season. Ooh, He has called me for such a time as this. The world needs my sound. The world needs my instrument. It is not about perfection, but creation. And God wants me to create a sound of deliverance, a sound of freedom, a sound of joy, a sound of peace, a sound of love, a sound of forgiveness. Amen and amen.